coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio for episode number 80. 80. Can you believe that we are 80 episodes into this train wreck? Well, it's a great honor to be here blasting this show to all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and 49 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. We got a great show for you this week. It's going to be a little different because I've brought in one of my oldest friends, who happens to be a sports personality, and we'll talk about that during our interview. But one of the funniest human beings on the planet, in my estimation, his name's Billy Quinton, and you're going to get to learn more about him. He was so much fun. We're going to have a two-part interview this week and next, and we're going to delve into everything from the Dallas Cowboys to, high school football and just so many other topics that are just, the show is going to go off the rails for sure this week and next week as well. But had a blast talking to Billy, and you're going to get to know Billy as well. He is a fantastic human being, a good guy, and again, one of the funniest people I have the pleasure to know. He's a great sports fan. We talk sports. He hosts a show up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Doesn't host a show. He's the play-by-play guy for a number of high school football games, which in Texas is a big deal. You could have 30,000 people in the stadium on a high school football day in Texas. So this show is going to be a train wreck, not because of disorganization. We're just going to talk about so many different topics, and Billy's humor, I'm sure, is going to enhance that experience as well. So we so excited to have him on, and I know you guys will enjoy that as well. Want to remind you, and we'll have him right after the first break, but want to remind you guys to visit our website over at tailgateradio.com. We've got some really cool updates going on over there, and you can always visit our sponsors. We've got some great sponsors, just some folks that we have been doing business with for a long time. I want to shout out to the good folks over at Stoke Grills, S-T-O-K Grills. We're going to have them on the show very soon to talk about the great Tailgater Stoke Grill, and also our fine folks over at Kielbasa Provision Company. They are the bomb, as the youngsters say out there. It's the best sausage on the market, period. The end. End of sentence. So we're just giving them a shout out because they've been really good to the show, and we want to give them their props because they deserve them. Also want to remind you to visit our Twitter handle, Tailgate Radio, easy as pie, 3.14, easy as pie, to contribute to Tailgate Radio. And we're doing some stuff with a app. It's not really an app. I mean, it is an app, but it's also on our laptop in the studio with a program called Blab, BLAB.im. And we want to recruit some co-hosts of the Blab version of Tailgate Radio so that we can talk food, sports, entertainment, and we would love to have you participate in that activity as well. We're doing Blabs on Friday evenings because we don't have social lives. We're not out hitting the clubs. We're not out partying. We're doing business for the Tailgate Nation. That's what we do here. And so if you'd like to be a co-host on our Blab, give me a shout, Tailgate Radio over on Twitter, and we'll make it happen. It's a really cool, really cool application, and we're figuring out some ways that we can do some other really cool stuff with it. So check that out. And when we come back from the break, we're going to have our good friend Billy Quinton, Cue Ball himself, join. You'll know why a little later, why we call him the Cue Ball. But he'll be on the show, and we will have a monstrosity of a show. And I mean that in a good way. It's going to be a blast. I'm really looking forward to it. We'll be back with more Tailgate Radio right after this. But first, all right, Tailgate Nation, it's time to sing along. It's baseball season. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if we never get back. Okay. I'm never going to make it as a big-time singer. And they'll never invite me to Wrigley for the seventh inning stretch. But don't you wish you could catch every ball game this season? Well, now you can. Only T-Mobile customers get a free year-long MLB.TV premium subscription, a $109.99 value for free, so they'll never miss a game. What you need to do is hurry and sign up by April 10th to catch any out-of-market games all season long. That's 2,430 games and over 7,000 hours of baseball. That will never touch your data plan this season. Let me say that again. It will never touch your data plan this season. Thanks to Binge Only, only from T-Mobile, you can stream your favorite team's games without using any of your data. Because T-Mobile's got you covered, unlike those other guys. So get your MLB.TV premium subscription by April 10th and catch every moment all season long. Switch to the Uncarrier today. Already a T-Mobile customer? Sign up at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Sign up for MLB.TV while on our network. New MLB.TV premium subscriptions only. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details. Binge On available to T-Mobile customers with qualifying plan. Detectable video typically streams at DVD quality. Video from participating services doesn't count against full speed data on our U.S. network. Third-party subscription charges may apply. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, everybody. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. And at this time, I want to bring in... I've known this guy for a long time. He's a sports personality in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He is one of the funniest human beings on the planet. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Mr. Billy Quinton. Hey, Billy.
You're stretching it tremendously when you say I'm a sports personality in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. There's nothing been stretched further than that statement right there.
Okay, well, let's start with that, because a lot of high school football is played across the country, and you are the voice of the Yellow Jackets of Rockwall.
Yes.
And those, you know, there are hundreds, maybe thousands of broadcasters across the country that call football every Friday. But I don't know any other high school announcers that have been on SportsCenter. So I want you to walk me through that process, because I'm sitting at home and I hear this familiar voice in the background on like the top five plays or top 10 or whatever it was. Walk me through that process.
Well, first of all, I'm not as big time as being on the Today Show or calling big time wrestling events or having my own talk radio show, so let me be clear there, first of all. But, yeah, that was something that we just kind of fell into. As you mentioned, there's thousands of high school, you know, announcers for all these teams, and like I said, when, you know, I think we just stumbled into this somehow. What to set the scenario, as you mentioned, I'm play-by-play voice for the Rockwall Yellow Jackets football, and also do baseball and to do the color for the basketball team. And my my broadcast partners, Mayor David Sweet, who was mayor at that time, and then Judge Brian Williams, are the two analysts. And then we have our school board member, John Bailey, as our statistician. So easily, we're the most powerful radio crew in Texas. We would like to be. We'll go up against anybody as far as the rankings on that. On that, but
and you guys can yield the power on that I-30 corridor there, right?
Many, many calls have been changed because of our power. We don't agree with that holding call. Let's go ahead and then fix that, sir. So no, but yeah, it was just one of those deals. We it's about 3 years ago, and Rockwall is playing Tyler Lee, and just one of those moments that the way we do the broadcast is that one of my analysts also will control the commercials we do. We'll do it from a laptop there in the booth. And so you have to decide when, you know, when you go to break and how long the break will be and all that kind of stuff. So the game is going into halftime, and Rockwall has the ball, if I remember right, with like maybe 3 seconds left on their own, about their own 40-yard line. So there's a quick timeout, and we just assume that they're going to take a knee and take it into halftime. Now, at this point, we have a brand new coach, Coach Rodney Webb, who's just taken over the Yellow Jackets. And not knowing that Rodney Webb is the mad scientist, this guy has so many tricks up his sleeve and will never, ever mail in a play. So we're just anticipating we're going to take a knee and head on into the locker room. And we, if I remember right, we had a pretty good lead anyway, so it was nothing that we anticipated anything adventurous would happen. So we go to the break, and unfortunately Brian goes to a minute break with a minute commercial, and all of a sudden the Yellow Jackets are running back on the field, and they're about ready to snap the ball. Well, we had already decided, hey, man, if they're going to kneel it, let's not break, into the commercial or anything. Let it play. We'll just tell everybody they took a knee, and we'll go to halftime. Well, we realized quickly that it's not that formation. They're not going to kneel down. They're going to try something. So we have to, at the last minute, decide, do we want to come in or not? So we do at the last minute. We decide, you know what? Who knows? Maybe something here will happen. And the reason we know that something could happen is because it always happened to us, these kind of things. We didn't have great luck. So we break in, and that's why if you ever go, and it's on YouTube, and it's on a couple different websites. If you go in, you'll hear Meet My Call, and it's very, almost very casual, almost surprising, because I'm just anticipating that we're going to run this clock out. So the quarterback, Will Reed, takes off, starts running, and then laterals it to Xavier Castile, and he takes off and reverses field. And as he does this, we realize, I do at least, realize, well, this kind of has a chance. So then we start getting a little bit more excited, and then at the last minute, once he hits about the 20-yard line, he laterals it to one more time to Tamba Juana, and he takes it on in for this touchdown that nobody expected, and they weaved in and out of a few plays, and we got away with a blatant clipping, but nobody saw that. And so we score, and by the time the play is done, I'm going crazy. I'm hooping and hollering and going nuts, and David jumps in, and he's going crazy, and we just have the ball. We're pushing each other, slapping high fives, and jumping up and down. It's a great time, popping champagne, and it's great. So we don't think much of it after that, And of course, when they have a play like that, of course, the majority of the credit goes to the coach and these outstanding players that, achieve this. And so it's ironic that we end up getting attention for it. We did nothing. We're up in a booth, eating hot dogs and complaining about the flat Dr. Pepper. That's what we're doing. So,
hey, Billy, before you finish that, I'm going to play the clip right now so that the audience can hear it for themselves. Okay?
Perfect. Yeah, go ahead.
All right, when we come back from the clip, then we'll finish the story.
Abruptly will bring us to the last play of the first half. Reed back to throw. Looks to run now. He has nothing but green. He's going to pitch it lateral to Castile. Castile looks to make something happen. He reverses field to the left side. He's got room to the left side. He's to the 25. He'll lateral it to the 20, to the 15. I believe. Who is that? Has it. He's going to take it
in.
Wins. That's a knock ball. It's Tamba Juana taking it in.
Cow.
On three laterals.
Whoa! Holy cow!
All right, so there you hear it. That's a historical play-by-play call, Billy. That's unbelievable.
Very professional. Very professional. I'm wooing, and David, we were very worried when David says, "Holy!" I don't know what was coming after that. We didn't know, what he was going to say, and so it was very uncertain. So anyway, great moment, we had fun, and that's it. So we I honestly don't know who submitted. Now, we work for the SportsGram network, sportsgram.net. That's where all our games are broadcast on. And so what happens is the audio, of course, is live. People can listen in, and you can listen from anywhere. It's kind of like your deal here. You can, anybody from around the world can listen to Yellow Jackets football, and we also video the game. And so once the game is over, it is now available to download on tape delay, and you can now watch it and hear our broadcast. So I guess somebody, and I don't know who it was to this day, pulled that clip. And somehow, if you're from North Texas, you know about Dale Hansen and Sports Special on Sunday nights. He's a local
Legend.
Sports personality up here. Yeah. Legend. He's a real sports personality up here. And he has the Dale Hansen Sports Special on Sunday nights, and he has the Whataburger play of the week, and we make that. He puts that on there. It's on Sunday night. So that's great. We're like, man, that's pretty cool. We got on there. That's great. So fast forward to Wednesday, where I always interview the head coach. So I'm in Coach Webb's office, and his phone starts exploding. And he says, we're going to be on ESPN. And I'm like, what do you mean? He goes, somehow Sports Nation, the show on the afternoons, has gotten a hold of that clip. And the only thing I can assume is the Dale Hansen's on Channel 8, which is an ABC affiliate, and they're in conjunction with ESPN. So I don't know if that had anything to do with it. So anyway, they tell us to get home or get to your office or get to a TV and watch it. So there we are on Sports Nation.
And, now, that's the show hosted by Colin Cowherd and Michelle Beadle at the time, right?
Yeah, it was. But on this one, it was the guy, Max, I'm forgetting Max's name, he does the boxing.
Max Kellerman.
Max Kellerman and Marcellus Wiley are hosting it on this day.
Okay.
And it's number one. They count down the top 10 of that day, and we make number one. And it was great. So, you know, there's our moment. That was fun. And then all of a sudden, my phone explodes again as they're saying, watch SportsCenter. You're on SportsCenter. And there goes the SportsCenter. And there we are. We didn't make number one on SportsCenter top 10. I think we're number three or something. So we've protested that. We'd like to have another vote. But anyway, we get on SportsCenter with those guys. And then it goes to Keith Olbermann. And he does it. And he has it on his show. Then, and you know, for us, our biggest moment was up here. Talk radio is the ticket. So for sports radio, is the ticket. 1310 up here in the Dallas Fort Worth area. It's everybody loves it. And so we make Bob and Dan's Homer Call of the Week. That's on that Thursday. And so
I love Dan and Bob's Homer Call of the Week. That's phenomenal.
It's greatness. And what they do every week is and it's from all walks of sports. It's from everything. It could be soccer. It could be basketball, whatever. And that week, they pull the most homer calls. Well, of course, ours plays into it. And they play it. And they actually have a tournament and a playoff. And eventually, we win that day because they have everybody vote. We win that day. We make the playoffs. And we go pretty deep in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. And so now Coach Webb gives me a hard time. Because we've made Homer Call of the Week a couple times since then on other calls, but we've just made the playoffs and that's it. And he's the one that gives me a hard time now about, you know, making the playoffs ain't enough. We win around here. We want championships. We don't just want to make the playoffs. Everybody can make the playoffs. So that's basically our little claim to fame. It was fun, but I have to give credit to the Mark Boy Yellow Jackets and Coach Webb. They're the ones that did all the heavy lifting. We just were along for the ride, but I guess you could say that's our 15 minutes.
Well, and how many offers came in to move up to the next level to from colleges, the big networks to take that great call to the next level? I mean, you had to have several.
I can't put a number on it, John. It's a lot, but you know what? I turned every one of them down because I bleed Rockwall Orange, and Jacket Fight never dies. So I've decided to keep my talents here in Rockwall, as LeBron would say.
There you go.
So, yeah. And when I say I had tons of offers, that really means I had no offers at all.
But, hey, you had your moment, and that is something that not a lot of people and very, very few broadcasters get, and for you to get that much pub, I mean, that's got to just be something.
It
was just a lot of fun. Absolutely.
It is. It's fun. To say that you get to be on ESPN or whatever is pretty cool, and to have those guys talk about it. One other thing I thought was great for the players was, I don't remember if it was the SportsCenter one or it was one of them. Because, those that listen to the play, if you go to YouTube and see the play, they cover a lot of field on this. So they actually drew a line of where all the runners, went. And it's pretty funny to see how far they ran to get that ball into the end zone. So it was a cool moment for Rockwall, for us, especially for those kids. It was neat.
Well, I'm here with legendary sports personality in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, Billy Quinton. And, Billy, we can't not talk about the Dallas Cowboys. Both grew up Dallas Cowboy fans. I have defected. You have stayed loyal. And, you know, when you talk about...
Have you defected, really?
I have been a Green Bay Packer, not only fan, but I own shares in the organization for about a decade.
How do we quit this interview? Do I hang up, or how does that work?
Yeah, and you know, I say that with a tear in my eye. I'm not a hater, though. I don't hate the Cowboys. I just... have moved my loyalty from right. the great right. state of
Whatever.
Texas up
Let's
there.
Go ahead. I'm going to be professional and finish this interview. All right. Let's move along.
Yeah. So, you know, Staubach, Pearson, Dupree,
yes.
Randy White, Dede Lewis, Harvey and Tuttle. My favorite, personal favorite Cowboy of all times is number 40, Billy Bates, but we won't go into that.
Yes.
There hasn't been a ton of success for America's team, and I know that you're a Uber fan. I've seen pictures of you on the star. I know you bleed silver and blue. And what do you think? What are three things that the Cowboys organization has to do to get back to a championship caliber level?
Well, the thing that, you know, I really like Jerry Jones, the owner, and I dislike very much Jerry Jones, the general manager. And I think that's the core of the problem for the Cowboys. I think, you know, it's not a coincidence that the times that they've been consistently winning was, of course, when Jimmy Johnson was there and Jerry allowed Jimmy to control everything. And then when he tried to take over himself and brought in Switzer and then Chan Gailey and Dave Campo and all those guys, but he wanted to have a much more control and control the draft, all these kind of things. They didn't do anything. He then relents and lets Bill Parcells take over and do it, they win again, you know? And so, to me, that's obvious of what the Cowboys need. I actually do believe, and maybe it's the fan in me talking, I think that they're on the right track right now, even though they had a horrible season last year, and we know there's a number of issues with that, and I still don't think there's an excuse to go, you know, as bad as they went to get three wins, even if your quarterback goes down and your receiver goes down, they should have been better than that. But I do think it's a blessing in disguise to get that fourth pick now. And I think that Jason Garrett could be a good coach. I really do. But what they have to do is, first of all, and the thing is they're starting to do it. They have to stay away from the flash players. You know, don't sign these guys just because it's a lot of flash or even if he's older and stuff, you've got to get solid players, people that don't, you know, maybe make the headlines in the papers and all that kind of stuff.
So
you know,
was Hardy...
They've done it with the offensive line. Go ahead.
I was going to say, was Hardy a good sign?
No, I don't think so. I wasn't really on board. Now, to be honest with you, when we signed him, you know, you thought, okay, we do need a defensive end and all that, but I didn't think, even at the time, that it was worth the trouble. You know, and we kind of see that as the season went along, that he had a great first couple games he played once he came back from the suspension. But to me, it wasn't worth it. And this team needs to get, you need to go young. And, you know, you look at teams like, this kills me to say, your Green Bay Packers. They have done things right. They have, you know, they keep rotating quality players in there. You lose a James Jones as a receiver, but you got, you know, somebody else coming in. You got the Jordy Nelson, although he's starting to get a little older. But you know that they're going to have somebody come in and be a quality player to take over. And Jerry would blow so much money on these, you know, high-end free agents that they had no room to get depth or quality players, and I think he's finally learned that. And so you've seen it over the last few years in the draft, just drafting that offensive line, and what a difference that makes. The biggest thing, think back, you know, what did Jerry want to do 2 years ago in the draft? He wanted to get Manziel, and they talked him out of it. Well, what a disaster that would have been. I love having Zach Martin now. You know, that's what a great player he is on that line, but it's not a lot of flash. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, like any team, I don't care who you are, you got to have a good defense. And I hope and I think that they're trying to go that direction right now. It looks like, you know, there's a very good chance this fourth pick will be a defensive player. Could be a, you know, a defensive tackle, defensive end, or a Ramsey, the safety slash cornerback. You know, something like that. That's a a given. You have to. There's not a championship team out there that doesn't have a good defense. And so I think they're on the track for that. And finally, I think they got to get their quarterback of the future. Me and you, I think, differ on this, on Romo. I've always thought Romo was a really good quarterback. I honestly believe that he was like Brett Favre, but the difference was Brett Favre had talent around him. And Brett would make the same mistakes Romo would make. We all watched it.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that.
You know, the Cowboys didn't have the talent to overcome them. The Packers did. And that was the difference. They would praise Favre. Oh, he's just trying to win. Look at him. He's just, even though they got intercepted with Romo, what an idiot. I can't believe he said
right.
that.
Right, so, right. Favre was the gunslinger, and Romo was the was the buffoon that can't win a playoff game. Yeah, you're right. And that's exactly. That's unfair criticism, but you're absolutely right. Because they, if you look at their careers, they both threw up some similarly gaudy numbers. And and the difference is, I think, just, you know, from a stand, if you look at the postseason play.
Oh, that's it. And they've never had a solid team around Romo. Now, that doesn't mean they shouldn't have won. They've had, you know, they had a 13-3 team that got a bye in the playoffs. It's in 2008, I believe, we go in there and they blow it against the Giants. That was a game that Romo had a bad game and it hurt them. But you know, it's just one of those things. I think that, and I think Jerry's doing it. He's got to step back and let his football guys do their job. And that they have, you know, Will Clay is the scout that they really rely on. He's and their drafts have been pretty good the last couple of years, which has been weird. But they have been. They've got some solid guys from those drafts. And so, you know, obviously it's a big draft here. Very seldom do you have a team that's pretty talented that is going to get a number four pick. And I do think there's a lot of talent on the team. So it's a big deal what they do with this fourth pick. You don't want them to go in there and blow it. And I honestly don't know what they should do, to be honest with you. One part of me says they need to get a quarterback. You don't have any opportunities to get a stud quarterback. But another part says, boy, you can really get a good defensive player to be an anchor for that defensive line or in the secondary or even in linebacker, that Miles Jack kid out of UCLA. So who knows? But, you know, I really do think there's not, you know, all championship teams have the same thing. They have the quality players that add depth, a good defense, and then you have to have a solid quarterback that you can depend on. It's real simple.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Boiling spikes make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode. I want to thank Billy Quinton. He's going to be back next week for more insanity, and we really go off the rails next week. I just have a bad feeling about it, and he's probably going to tell college tales about me and some other things, but we're going to get through it. But if you want to check out Billy and what he does in his non-sports personality lifestyle, go to cueballempire.com. And he can hook you up with any graphic design needs. He works with everybody, small companies, large corporations, and he will definitely do the best job that you can get. He is phenomenal at his work. So for everybody here at Tailgate Nation, Tailgate Radio, and part of the Tailgate Nation, I'm so confused after that interview. I'm really nervous about what we're going to talk about next week. So everybody here at Game Day Media, I want to thank you for joining us again, hitting that download button. We love those 5-star reviews on iTunes, and make sure you head over to our website and check things out at Tailgate Radio, and also our Twitter at Tailgate Radio. And once again, don't forget, I'm looking for some co-hosts for our Blab session on Fridays. So let's connect. Let's do this thing. And I would love for you guys to have a different take than me on some things. But, we don't talk a lot of sports, so we're not going to jump into a lot of philosophy on game calling, play calling and stuff like that. If you have I will argue with you all day about propane or charcoal or, what's your favorite beer and why and those kind of things. So we can talk about those things as well. So don't forget about that. Reach out to us at Tailgate Radio on Twitter and let me know you're interested in co-hosting our Blab, and I will hook you up, and we will make that happen very soon. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, don't forget part two next week with Billy Quinton, the sports personality from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. As we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we will see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.